We were wandering throughout the material universe, life after life. Brahmanarayadekonanakyamanaji, Guru Krishna Prasadaya Bhaktivanakyamish. When somehow or other the mercy of Guru and Krishna came into our life. And that brought Krishna consciousness, something we didn't really consider before. But suddenly it came, and somehow or other we had the good fortune that we became convinced, at least convinced enough to recognize that this is the truth, and to recognize that we can actually be successful in this life. That is very, very rarely achieved. Just that stage of recognizing that Krishna is really the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that we are His eternal servant. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that the living being doesn't have really independence other than minute independence. Generally, we are fully dependent. Yesterday, we were remembering in Ramayana how Hanuman, as a child, was trying to swallow the sun and was jumping up towards that sun, and that at that stage, Indra interfered with his thunderbolt weapon and struck Hanuman, which then upset Hanuman's father, Vayu, who withdrew all the air from the universe. And everyone choked, because no air, what will we do? No water, what will we do? No light, what will we do? So in this respect, we are very dependent in life on just responding to material nature. Prakriti kriyamana imunya karmani sarvasa ahankavi mundalma kartam iti manyate. Sometimes I give the example that, you know, when you're 10 years old, and your friend rings at the door and asks if you want to come and play outside, then you might be eager. When you're 20, and he comes for the same reason, you can't relate to it. Something has changed. We are no longer the same person. Suddenly our values have changed, our needs have changed. At 30, they have changed again. Time to settle down. At 40, you know everything at 40. Yeah. At 50, you realize that maybe you didn't know everything yet. Yeah. At 60, you begin to think like, I don't know that much at all. Yeah. And whatever comes after that, you'll have to ask somebody else. But gradually, there are changes throughout different stages of life. And in a way, our needs seem to change. Because we are responding to material nature. Prakriti kriyamana gunkarmani sarvasa ahankarmani. And we think we are doing. But there is an age to start family life, there is an age to retire. All these things are dictated. So in so many ways, we are not so independent, actually. We're basically going through the motions of life. But we have this minute independence. And this minute independence is what we are bringing today to this ceremony. We are bringing that minute independence, and we voluntarily offer that to Krishna. In the first initiation, now we do that formally for the first time. In the second initiation, we are also doing that. We reconfirm that. And now, again, with a renewed and a fresh endeavor, saying, once again, I'm going to try, my dear Krishna, to give you everything. Yes, it starts like that, wanting to give Krishna everything, but then, you know, it doesn't last very long. We because somewhere in the middle of the first day, we realize that everything is maybe too much. To surrender everything is maybe more than what is realistic. And quickly, we become more realistic and acknowledge our limitations. Well, you know, what can you do? What can we do? We can offer everything. That is what we can do. And that is what we should do. And we should renew our commitment to Krishna again and again. So the second initiation is a renewal of our commitment, and it is also a deepening of our commitment. Because in the first initiation, it is basically about changing our behavior. We're going to make vows, don't eat fish, eggs, and all those things. So that adjusts our behavior. But in the second initiation, we are meant to develop qualities. Some qualities. That's not something you do, that's something you are. So that's, we're meant to be changing. We're meant to cultivate these kind of qualities. We're supposed to be equipoised, whatever happens. Sense control, we're supposed to be ready to be austere, at least to tolerate, to walk any path of Krishna, and to simply tolerate whatever life shifts from. So gentle, to be pure, internally, externally, clean. Santi, forgiveness. I can only do it with myself. Santi is forgiveness. Arjava means simplicity. Simplicity means that we have no pretense. Simplicity means that you see what you get. A Vaishnava is meant to be like that, is meant to be transparent, not so many hidden things. Vaishnava is simple, basically, Arjuna. Then, of course, knowledge is required, and realization of that knowledge, wisdom. And in that way, the minimal qualities are to be cultivated until they take root in our heart. So those things are changes. So this is a movement which is meant to bring about a change of heart. One of the chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam is called Change of Heart. And that change of heart is not so easy to effect. Therefore, it cannot be done by determination. Rather, it is done by taking shelter. It's not that we'll change our heart by deciding to do so. But our heart will change by us taking shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness. And this is really what is to be done. At any time, again and again, we take shelter of this process of Krishna consciousness. Again, we chant. Again, we hear about Krishna. Again, we make the effort to serve. Again, we are ready to do something for the Vaishnavas. In this way, we are strengthening our vows. The vows, they're there. They will not go away. They will stay, no matter what. So that is powerful. These initiations are not just empty rituals. The vows are made to Krishna. The spiritual master is the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. And therefore, he is giving transcendental knowledge on behalf of Krishna, Divyamjnana, and he is accepting our offerings on behalf of Krishna. So, in this way, at this time of initiation, we are offering our lives to Krishna, not to the spiritual master, also to the spiritual master as Krishna's representative. And that bond with the spiritual master will remain for life. Nonetheless, we should understand that sometimes, I'm saying this because sometimes people might think, well, if I promise something to Kadambakanand Swami, well, you know, then I could break it. But if you promise something to Krishna, then how can you break it? Krishna doesn't disappear from your life. Krishna is always there. Who will we face at the end of life? Krishna. Therefore, we should understand the promises to Krishna and the spiritual master is the Maya Media. Accessible to us now, because can we speak to Krishna? We can speak to him, but does he speak to us? From within the heart, maybe, is it Krishna speaking? Is it the mind speaking? How do we know? How can we be sure? Those things are not so easy. But the spiritual master, it is clear. Because he is here, he'll say what he wants. He'll say it. Then what can we do? Then we try and make the best of it. Initiation is not a guarantee. Now initiated, now everything will be wonderful. No, it's not a guarantee. Initiation is an opportunity. That's what it is. It is a great opportunity because there are many blessings. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the opening words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami are Vande Gurun Isa Bhuktam Isa Adarakam. He is saying, Vande Gurun, I worship the spiritual masters. And we should understand that it is like that, it is plural. Our spiritual master is not alone. He's carrying with him the entire parampara, the entire sampradaya. He is carrying with him the contributions that have been made by all the various acharyas. Although each acharya has given the same knowledge, the very same knowledge that Krishna gave initially, dhanam tu saksat bhagavat pranitam, because true religious principles can only be made by the Supreme Lord. And therefore, each of the acharyas has repeated the message of the Lord and then also made a personal contribution by maybe emphasizing or explaining a particular aspect. Like we see how Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gets into the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna, and then we see how there are whole discussions. He gives whole descriptions of discussions that Krishna has with his devotees. And just think, how does he know? Does he have these insights? For example, it is described that after the Govardhan Lila, that Krishna came to inspect Govardhan and just to see how much damage Indra had actually done, because when Krishna was upholding Govardhan for 7 days, Indra was very disturbed, and Indra had sent thunderbolt after thunderbolt after thunderbolt to break Govardhan. So therefore, you know, some dens had been done, although Krishna protected, but Krishna wanted to inspect how much damage that thunderbolt had actually done. And then Indra was there also. So when Krishna saw Indra, Krishna said, "Oh Indra, Indra, how could you behave like that? You are supposed to be a devotee. How could you behave in such a way as to kill the residents of Vrindavan?" Buddha said that I was proud. Indra said Krishna, "Indra, you know very well that one is meant to curb pride with intelligence." And he said, "I was angry, and therefore I lost my intelligence." To that, Krishna did not respond. Krishna just left him at that. Lost his intelligence. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur sees how these discussions take place and is sharing them with us in his commentaries on the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, known as Sarvarta Darshan. And Srila Baladeva Vichupusan is giving us tattva when we are doubting technical points. What actually is the correct understanding of Krishna consciousness? Then we get Baladeva Vichupusan's comments or Jiva Goswami's comments, and that makes it all crystal clear. In this way, each of the acharyas have made a contribution. Srila Prabhupada has particularly made the contribution of changing the entire world. Yesterday was the day to write an offering for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja book. So I just wrote that offering. And in the offering, I included the one point that Srila Prabhupada himself highlights. That in the introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam, to every canto, there is a verse quoted from the Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, text 11. Tattvah visargo janataka diplavo yasmin pratisloka avalati api namayanam tisti yasom itaniyash shimanti gayanti grinanti sarva. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to bring about a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization. This Srimad Bhagavatam is heard and sung by men who are thoroughly honest, even if it may be imperfectly composed. So I remember that in 1980, I think it was 1980, somewhere around there, that Jagadish Prabhu was bringing out this point. And he was saying that this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is predicting Srila Prabhupada. It is predicting, you know, the work that he did, the revolution, changing the world through the knowledge of the Bhagavad, the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is a fact, and therefore this verse is taken as evidence that Srila Prabhupada is a Shakti Adesh Bhagavatam. Anyway, so in this way we can see an emphasis. There is no doubt that Srila Prabhupada was very much thinking about Yana Devi Tarakaha Krishna Upadesh, Amar Yaya Guru Vaitare Desh. That to somehow or other bring Krishna consciousness to everyone, to instruct everyone about Krishna consciousness, and in this way deliver the entire world. That was very much on his mind. So, like that, we can see how each of the acharyas have given the same, and yet have also given us a special gift of their own. The spiritual masters, they all are bringing the same transcendental knowledge, but they also have their own individual nature. And therefore, the spiritual master can bring us Krishna consciousness in a way that may suit his nature, and therefore he may attract people of a similar nature, or in some ways of a nature that can relate to the personality of the spiritual master. So there is a personal element also that is important in the relationship between guru and disciple. It is described as that it should be subhita suriyam. It should be firm friendship. So firm friendship, for being the foundation of a relationship, means the essence is it must be based on trust. And trust means that we can be open and honest, and that we know that no matter what, that the spiritual master is our ever well-wisher. No matter what we do, he will not reject us. He will continue to remain our well-wisher unconditionally. That is what it means to be a well-wisher. Just as being a parent. A parent is an unconditional well-wisher. Supposedly, of course in this world it's not always like that, but supposedly, an unconditional well-wisher, no matter what your child does, still your child. What can you do? It doesn't end there. With an ordinary relationship, you know what I mean? When you go too much over the limit, then out. Out of my life. That is ordinary. But in a relationship of well-wishing, that is not the case. So the spiritual master is our ever well-wishing. He will never withdraw his mercy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is this story of Kala Krishna Das, who somehow or other became a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time. But then in South India, there was a group of gypsies. And it said these gypsies, they were trying to bring men into their fold. And for that, they used women. So they were known as the Bhaktaharis. So somehow or other, Kala Krishna Das became a bit bewildered by one of the gypsy ladies who brought him over to the gypsy side. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went there and he grabbed him by the hair and pulled him out. And there's a verse which says, glorious is that spiritual master who pulls the disciple by the hair out of maturity. That's why we leave a little bit, just in case. No, don't want to shave at all. That would be good. So somehow or other, we must carry on in this Krishna consciousness. This initiation, it may not be, the most glorious initiation ever, and that the candidates will from now on just will be stars that brightly shine. It may not be like that. There may be some struggle also. There may be some struggle at times. It may not always be glorious. There may be days that it's tough, or even months, but it doesn't matter. because somehow or other, it is spiritual life. It is always there. The spiritual master is always there. The opportunity is always there. And when for some time we have not been so serious about our chanting, about our practices, then suddenly after a while, the thought comes, what am I doing? And again, we make a renewed effort. Again. And that opportunity is always there to make that, to renew our effort. And that is how it will be successful. As I said, we're going through the motions of life. In old age, we'll become weak. And we'll realize when we're young, we're strong, we've got energy. There's a problem, throw your energy at it. What can the problem do to me? Not they. I'm the top of the world. But wait a while, right? Wait a while. Time will take that strength away. And when you're old, you become feeble and weak. Then, what you have? Nothing left. Nothing to enjoy. And death coming closer. Then naturally, you'll turn to Krishna. So, time works in our favor. Time will help us to turn to Krishna. Youth is, says, has a license to sometimes do something foolish. That's the nature of youth. Therefore, youth must also be protected and not be independent. Anyway, you should not be independent. We should take shelter of the Vaishnavas. Only once he said that he wanted his disciples and followers to be independently thoughtful. And to me that's a very important statement. Independently thoughtful. Although we depend on our spiritual master, although we depend on the devotees, we're not dependent people. We're not people that cannot think for themselves and that will not be able to take responsibility for their own life. That is important in Krishna consciousness. It's us. We have to do. We got all this support. Now you get a dedicated spiritual master. Yeah? Be yours, you can get like a pin-up button and put him on your big bag and he's your spiritual master, dedicated, yes, he's there, he's part of it, even if he doesn't answer your email, oh my God. I always say, when I don't answer your email, then you should know that's a good sign, because it means that I'm not the whole day playing with a computer or a phone, but that maybe I'm possibly chanting Hare Krishna instead of like answering endless mails, you know what I'm saying? Gosh, how many mails can one deal with? So, he is our well-wisher. Yes, we have him. That is good. We have the whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And they put on so many programs. And of course, one can get in the mood. So, well, I didn't like the Ratiyatra as much as you usually do. Yeah, I thought it was better. But the fact of the matter is that each time it's an ocean of mercy. That each time it is an injection of new life. And so many things are going on. And all that is available to us. So support is plenty. But at the end of the day, then it's up to us. It's entirely up to us the individual, what we are going to do with this opportunity of Krishna consciousness. In another way, no one is relieved from that personal responsibility, you know, to make spiritual life a success. The tools for doing so will be provided, but ultimately it is up to us. I will not lecture now on the 10 offenses because it takes too long. Generally speaking, it means that there must be a respectful attitude towards the Vaishnavas, towards the Shastra, towards the deities, towards the holy name. That's the underlying principle. We should know these 10 offenses for the Padma and memorize them and avoid them. Because that will save us. It will make the process more successful. Process is always successful to an extent, but the more we avoid offenses, the more the success of the holy name will manifest. So that is important. So like this, on this this day, it's my pleasure to offer first initiation to three candidates, and second to two, and then you already received initiation from Bhakti Chuma yesterday, first or second? First. So what's the name that Maharaj gave you? Radhika Chivanas. That's an exalted name. She meant about Radhika. Life and soul dedicated to she meant about Radhika. So I will also give some names then.
The only thing is that
I got the beads a little late from Marisa.
No, no, because she came from far, so there's no fault there. But she came from far, so I couldn't channel them yet. But I felt I'll just do it all together then. So one round, everyone can chant with me.
We don't have to chant all synchronized. Usually I choke when that happens. And some people, they can just chant a whole round in one breath, and I just run out of breath in the middle and all that. So just chant as it comes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Namaste Prabhu Namaste
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare